Welcome to the Space Show, Jean-Pierre.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here. Although, as you can hear, my throat has suffered a little bit from the climate down here, but I'll try to answer your questions.
You're the one of the directors in the European Southern Observatory. What does that job involve?
Well, we do have a couple of council meetings every year, and in the past 2 or 3 years we've had more than that because there were, as you know, quite a few problems between ESO and Chile. The relations were not very good. Then we had a lot of problems with the very large telescope as far as huge contracts were concerned. So we had more than 2 meetings per year, but now things seem to stabilize quite well and we're on sort of better routine.
You're planning a big new observatory. Is this approved and on track?
Yes, it has definitely. It is approved. It has been approved already in 1987 or 88. Then the site has been chosen. Cerro Paranal in the northern part of Chile was selected a couple of years later after a very, very extensive site testing program. At the moment, about 75% of the contracts have been signed concerning the very large telescopes. For instance, concerning the mirrors, concerning the polishing of the mirrors, concerning the structure and all that. So quite a bit is done already. Some mirrors have been cast. They are being polished at the moment. The structure of the first telescope is almost ready. It will be mounted in Italy by the end of this year and then sent to Chile. The domes are being erected. The civil engineering is being performed on Cerro Paranal in Chile. So the answer to your question is yes, the thing is really moving and being constructed.
Now, you've got your office in Belgium.
Yes.
Does that create any difficulties in operating a telescope down in South America?
Well, I used to be an observer, an astrophysicist doing observations, and I loved to go to the telescope and look at the sky and watch the stars while I was observing, but I'm afraid that this is sort of over. It's like observing with satellites. You sit either in a control room or even in an office in Europe and you monitor your telescope from there. You do what's called remote observing, and that's being routinely done already with some of the ESO telescopes. So there's not that much of a problem, except that we would really like to go to the site, see the telescope, see the southern skies and all that. So the romantic part of the observing is sort of gone in the last years, which is a bit unfortunate, I would say.
Now, is there any possibility that the Australians might become involved in the European Southern Observatory?
Apparently that's moving forward and in a very positive way. Every time this has been presented to the ESO Council in the last year or so, all the members appreciated that move. I think an offer has been made, or an invitation at least has been made to Australia. The response here seems to be quite good. I understand that joining ESO has been selected among several other programs by various committees here in Australia. At the last council meeting last month in Munich, Professor Jeremy Mould from Australia came and gave a presentation about what was going on. It was followed by a question and answer session. It was quite interesting. And then we discussed the matter further inside the council. And definitely there is a strong positive feeling about the entrance of Australia in the European Southern Observatory. One knows that Australia is very strong in astronomical instrumentation, that Australia has a very, very good knowledge about interferometry. There's SUSY, the Sydney University Stellar Interferometer, that's very well known, that is a precursor in that field. And I think ESO could gain a lot from the entrance of Australia, not only concerning the money that would come in at the same time and would be very, very important for a continuation of the interferometry part of the VLT, but also, and maybe more importantly, by the introduction of the know-how of the Australian astronomers in the frame of this very important project.
So our contribution would be not only financial but also technical, and I guess we'd also then get access to some observing time.
Yes, I understand that Australia would contribute to ESO for about 4 or 5% of the total cost, and that means that 4 or 5% of the nights on the Very Large Telescope and the other ESO telescopes would go to Australian astronomers. So yes, the Australians would have access to the ESO telescopes. And I understand that there was would be some sort of reciprocity, that the Europeans who already have access to some of the Australian telescopes would see that possibility increased as well. So,
well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
You're most welcome.